Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Banco Industrial in Guatemala integrated Suku Pay stablecoin rails on the Polygon network on May 21, 2025, to allow US remittances at a flat fee of 99 cents via the Ziggy mobile app, marking the first crypto-native protocol in a top-tier Latin American retail bank. But broader inclusion remains key in a country where only 35% of adults had formal accounts. In April, Bitcoin mining profitability fell by 6.6% as network hash rate rose 6.7%, according to Jefferies analysts Jonathan Peterson and Jan Igel. US-listed miners produced 3277 coins, down from 3534, led by Mara Holdings with 705 Bitcoin at 57.3 exahashes per second and CleanSpark with 633 Bitcoin at 42.4 exahashes per second. Futures open interest in Bitcoin surged to a record level near $75 billion, reflecting heightened speculation as Bitcoin trades above $106,471 for over 11 days, and other markets show modest gains in Ether and Solana. The CoinDesk 20 index climbed 1.3% on May 21, 2025, with Uniswap up 7.2%, while altcoin proxy equities lagged, and Temple Capital added Richard Murray from Hilbert Capital and Guy Griffiths from Brevan Howard to a hedge fund managing $120 million. On the Solana chain, the Alpenglow proposal from ANSA aims to replace Proof of History and Tower BFT with VOTA and ROTA to confirm transactions in under 1 second, promising faster finality and simpler consensus. Tokenization advances continue as Apex Group acquired a majority stake in Tokeny to scale real-world asset markets. Securitize's Acred Fund prepares for a Solana DeFi debut under the Stoken standard, and Validation Cloud launched its Maverick 1 AI engine on Hedera to democratize DeFi data analysis. Robinhood submitted a proposal to the SEC on May 20, 2025, calling for a unified federal framework for tokenized real-world assets and outlining a real-world asset exchange to integrate off-chain matching with on-chain settlement under existing securities laws. In policy news, the Texas House passed Senate Bill 21 on May 20, 2025, by a vote of 105-23. To establish a strategic Bitcoin reserve managed by the comptroller, and South Korea's FSC will permit nonprofits and exchanges to sell crypto under strict criteria starting June 2025. The SEC filed fraud charges on May 20, 2025, against Unicoin and its executives for allegedly raising over $100 million through false real estate claims, seeking disgorgement and civil penalties against CEO Alex Konanikin and senior officers. New York City announced a digital assets advisory council under Mayor Eric Adams to attract fintech jobs and explore blockchain for vital records. And Michael Arrington warned that a Coinbase data breach exposing user information could lead to harm, spotlighting KYC vulnerabilities. Physical risk persists as victims in London and Kampala endured kidnappings to force cryptocurrency transfers, underscoring security challenges. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.